My guest has absolute proof that all believers can prophesy. And that means you. Next. Now, my guest, Michael Maiden, says all believers can prophesy. How can you be so certain?
Well, first of all, the Bible says so in 1 Corinthians 14 that all can prophesy. And Joel prophesied about the Holy Spirit being poured out and sons and daughters and old men and young men, everybody, every generation can prophesy. It's part of God's great gifting to us through the Holy Spirit.
Well, what is your experience when you teach people that have never heard such things? Like, give me an example when you teach as far as the percentage of people that begin to prophesy.
You know, the book of 1 Corinthians 14 talks about, it says, pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, and especially the gift of prophecy. So I teach on that, and then we have people pray for each other, and I've done this around the world so many times. And 85, 90% of people feel like they've heard from God and give someone a prophecy, and there's so much joy. The room erupts with satisfaction and joy when people hear God's. Jesus said this in John 10, my sheep know my voice, hear my voice. And so people find so much joy and really excitement when they know the Holy Spirit speaking to them.
Now, when people still say, I did what you said, but I hear nothing. What is usually the problem?
Every Christian has heard God's voice. In fact, probably every person. When we say we haven't heard God's voice, it's because there's other noise, there's static, as you said, in our hearts that we have to calm down. We have to bring peace. And so when we're at peace, we are best able to hear God's voice. And it's important for us to get to that place of peace because that's where we can feel and be led by the Spirit and hear the still small voice of the Holy Spirit. So God's speaking. Sometimes people are in so much turmoil or anxiety or pain or confusion, they just can't hear that still small voice.
Well, Michael, as I look at you now, you were very successful a while ago, but you got diagnosed manically and clinically depressed. How large was your church at that time?
We had a church about 4,000 people in 1995, and I was just a young, I was 37. And our treasurer, a local businessman, we had our accounts with him, and he embezzled $20 million from us while we were building our building. We were building a 5,000 seat, 4,800 seat auditorium. So we were in the front page of the paper 10 times, headlines, I had 6 lawsuits, 15 concurrent attorneys. Our church attendance dwindled from 4,000 to about 150 people. I became seriously manically and suicidally depressed. I knew I was depressed because I was finishing my PhD in psychology. So we talk about the timing of the Lord. So I was 37 and thought my life was over, but Jesus healed me.
Tell me, what happened with your son? What was this going on?
Yeah, my oldest son started self-medicating. He was just a young man, 12 or 13. And we were homeless. So many negative things happened. And he started just trying to, you know, take care of his pain.
Did you say homeless?
Yeah, we were homeless for 6 months. And we actually lived with people that were kind to us.
That had to be such a come down from where you were.
Yeah. And we had a beautiful home and we lost that. And just every possible negative thing, from death threats to the whole town kind of talking about us. And the way the Lord healed me was he told me if I would forgive the people that had hurt me, he would make me forget the pain they caused me. So I made a list, I forgave the people, and the Holy Spirit, after about 7 weeks of praying for people, the Lord visited me. It's amazing. Not only took away the pain, he gave me love for the people that had broke my heart. But with my son, the moment he could, he moved out of our house, and he's out in, you know, kind of running the streets, and drug dealers were trying to kill him, and the police trying to arrest him, and I just would lay at his bed that he grew up in, he no longer lived there, and just pray, God, tonight don't let my son die. And the Lord spoke to me and said, he wanted me to change the way that I talked about my son. And the Lord reminded me of all the prophetic words over the years he'd give me about my son's life. And so I told my wife, and so we started saying our son is a history maker and a world shaker, a man of God. He's going to be a godly husband and father, a pastor.
But it's kind of hard not to talk about what's going on.
It's very hard.
Especially with your wife.
Yeah, while it's happening and while you're in the pain. But the Lord has spoken to me so strongly that if I would change my vocabulary, the outcome would be changed. And so I just started repeating God's word. Like Paul told Timothy, do warfare by the prophetic words you've received. And I started speaking over his life that he would be everything God said he would be. And within 7 weeks of doing that, God visited my son, delivered him from drugs. He moved back home, became a missionary to Haiti, went to Bible school, married a wonderful woman, our executive pastor at our church, has 4 great kids, and is a successful businessman. And so everything God told me came to pass when I started saying what God said to me about him.
That is absolutely, I mean, you hear teaching like this, but to live it, to see how important what I'm hearing you say is, our words make a difference. Now, there are many things that block the prophetic as you teach. Tell me a few of the lies we believe.
Yeah, most people believe that they can't hear from God, and so we have to take that out of the way because every Christian, Jesus said 7 times in the Gospels and then 7 times in Revelation, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. And so every Christian has hearing capacity. And so we need to claim that and press into it. And like the Bible says, covet earnestly.
How did you press into your gift? I'm curious. How old were you?
I was just a teenager in my late teens, and I was reading Sid when Jesus said in John 16, the Holy Spirit would show us things to come. And it's like it leaped off the page and just was branded on my heart. And I thought, why isn't the Lord showing me things to come? And I fasted and prayed and pressed into it and really desired it, like the Bible says, desired with passion and fire. And the Holy Spirit started speaking to me about people and places. And that's been 40-some years ago, and he's not stopped speaking to me. So God loves to flow through us in prophecy and words of knowledge and all the gifts.
You know, I watched the way you operated at our prayer meeting the other day. And when you said to me, I can prophesy over every member of your staff if you'd like me to. But your prophecies were not fortune cookie prophecies, you know, that could apply to everyone. You are very specific with people. And I knew it because I know their lives. But I mean, one after another, so specific. Is that available for all of us?
It is. That's the awesome thing. And man, do people respond. I've seen so many people healed and come to Christ after they received a prophetic word. In fact, just last year in our church lobby, after church, I greet people and I'm greeting visitors. Mm-hmm. And so last year, I just said like one sentence of a word of knowledge or a prophetic word to these visitors who weren't saved. And 4 times I saw people drop to their knees and start weeping and say, how could you know that? I need to know the God you're talking about. And people were born again after they received a prophetic word. The Bible talks about that when strangers or the unknowledgeable come in and the secrets of their heart are made known, they will say your God is God.
And you know what's so wonderful? He is saying based on experience that you can prophesy like that. That no, you are not just to be put on a shelf. I mean, if not now, when?
Right.
I mean, with the way the world is today. Now, you actually saw the undelivered mail warehouse in heaven. What was that? And explain.
It was so fun. I had a vision. I was praying. And I said, Lord, what is prophecy like to you? And right away, I was in a warehouse in heaven, like an aisle. And aisles seemed to go on forever and ever. And the shelves went up higher than I could see. And suddenly, I'm next to a shelf, and a drawer is pulled out, and it's filled with letters that are handwritten. And I heard one sentence, and the Lord said, Michael, these are all the undelivered love letters I have for mankind. Please help me deliver them with the rest of your life. And then I knew God has a written love letter, a prophetic word for every single person on this planet. And we as people deserve the right to experience God, not just to hear about God, but to have these God encounters where this letter is read to them, and it has so much meaning once they hear that God knows them, loves them, and has a word for them.
But you also teach a lot about what you call prophetic healing. What is that?
It's so important because people, the gifts of the Spirit are really the keys to unlock healing and miracles and deliverance and inner healing and physical healing. And without them, our success rate's always going to be low. But when we pray for people to be healed and we add to that prayer the gifts of the Spirit, words of knowledge, words of wisdom, and prophetic words, it literally finds the right key that opens that door. And so we've seen so many miracles. I called out just in our church last year a couple people that I felt were sick. I didn't know what they were. Both of them had stage 4 cancer, and one of them was untreatable. And so gave them a prophetic word that God was going to heal them. And within weeks, they came back to me and said there was no cancer. They had the same doctor in Scottsdale. It was very cool. And they said, we've received a miracle. Our doctor said it was a miracle. And so I feel like the Lord's ready to pour out all those gifts to the church so we could just release the greatest waves of healing the earth has ever seen.
Tell me about how angels are involved in the prophetic.
Well, angels respond. The Bible says that angels heed the voice of God. So when we speak something God said, they hear it as if God was speaking it. So there's a great word in the New Testament, Sid. It's called the two-edged sword. The Bible is called that. But the two-edged sword in the Greek is diastomos. Di means two, and stomos means mouths. And it literally means that there are two mouths to God's word. And so when God speaks to us by revelation, either a promise, a scripture coming alive, or a prophetic word, one half of that blade is formed, that sword. But when we say what we've heard God say, we form the other half of the sword of the Spirit. So there's so much. God needs partners to say. God can't do it until we say it. And when we say what we've heard, we're going to see what we've said.
When we return, Michael will activate you in the prophetic and pray that your gift of prophecy will be released. I know you're coming back.
Hello, YouTube Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
Michael, it changes someone's life when you hear from God and tell them. Tell me about the mother that went to your church whose son was in Africa that was actually in an insane asylum. What happened?
Rose is one of our outreach pastors, and she's an immigrant from Africa. And she came to me tearfully one Sunday and said her son had lost his mind, that witch doctors in that area had cursed him. He was a very prominent business person. They had locked him up. He couldn't even speak. He was so dissociative. And so he is literally now diagnosed as insane. And so I, in that parking lot of our church, I began to prophesy in that moment, and we began to speak God's word. Psalm 107 verse 20 says, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. So we prayed for her son just for a few moments, and then I went about doing the services, and then the next Sunday, Rose came rushing across the parking lot. She said, Pastor, my son was delivered. He called me the next day, and when she asked him when he came into his mind, his right mind, after being gone for a couple of years, it was the exact moment we were praying in the parking lot. And he said the glory of God came into his room, and it was like chains falling off of his body, his mind, his soul. He actually stood up, knocked on the door, and said, I'm okay now. Everything is okay now. And they let him go because they saw his life transformed.
Oh, tell me this time you're on an airplane and there's a long-haired Jewish multimillionaire seated next to you.
This is a great story. I was heading to Seattle from Phoenix, and on the way there, I was tired and going to sleep, and there's a person next to me, I think it was flying Southwest Airlines, and he had long hair and holy jeans. Before holy jeans were the end thing, he had holy jeans and sandals on in an airplane, and so I'm finding that a little bit objectionable. But anyways, as soon as I close my eyes, God starts talking to me about him. And the Lord said things that were so different than my opinion. And the Lord said, tell him that I'm going to make him a multimillionaire within 90 days. Tell him that I'm his Messiah. And so I had made these superficial judgments by his appearance. Here's what he tells me. He's a Harvard graduated attorney that had just been made president of the largest record label company in the world. And they had just signed the biggest rock band in the world. He had just come from signing them on a contract. And he said, within 90 days, what you said will come to pass. I will be a multimillionaire because I signed them. And then he told me he's Jewish. And so as we're landing into Seattle, he's opening his heart to receive his Messiah. It was a beautiful moment that would not have happened without a prophetic encounter that he had with God.
I would like you to pray for our audience right now. I want you to pray that the gift of prophecy would be activated and God would open our ears to hear his voice. You want that. And I believe, and by the way, you not only pray for people with stage 4 cancer that get supernaturally healed, you were healed of cancer. So there are a lot of people suffering with cancer or whatever God shows you. Would you pray?
Yes, the Lord healed me from cancer. And when I was diagnosed with cancer, the Lord, a month before that, had given me a promise of Scripture, Psalm 118, verse 17, that says, you shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. I shall not die. And when the doctor told me I had an incurable cancer, my first response was, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. It shook him. I was diagnosed with cancer 6 months later. There was no cancer. What we say, when we say God's word, amazing things happen. I just want to encourage you, my friend, that you can hear God's voice. Every single believer can hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. We can respond to God. We can speak words of life, encouraging, healing, and edifying words to people. And God will use anybody. There's a backlog of ministry that the Holy Spirit's looking for people to sign up for. I just want to encourage you that you would ask the Lord for the gift of prophecy and that you would press into it and refuse to live your life without it. In the kingdom of God, if you can live without something, you will. We have to press into it with vigor, with passion, with persistence, and refuse to live without it. Refuse to live your life without the gift of prophecy. Father, I pray for an outpouring of prophetic agency, of visions and dreams and prophecy to your people. I pray for the stirring up, as Paul told Timothy, stir up the gift of God that's in you. I pray that there would be confidence that people would know they can hear your voice and they can speak to other people in the grocery store, at work, in the neighborhood, in the family. God will speak to you words that will change people's lives as you courageously and boldly release that word and then ask God to use you. He will use you, my friend. There's no secret to it. There's no difficulty to it, except that we press into God, pursue with passion the gift of prophecy, and the prophetic flow of heaven will start being a part of your life as a believer.
Now, I know if you will pray for healing right now, the healing flow is going out of you. Go for it.
Amen. Father, I declare in Jesus' mighty name that cancer must leave every person. Just like you healed me, Father, of cancer, I rebuke in the name of Jesus the spirit of cancer. I rebuke premature death. The curse that's in your family of people dying early is broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare that every person who is suffering with depression, anxiety, fearfulness, or any other mental disorder, I declare in the name of Jesus, the same Jesus that healed my mind is going to heal yours. the same God that made us can heal us and fix us. And so, Father, I pray for anyone that's hurting in their bones, their muscles, their nerves, in any part of the body, we release by the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, the power of healing right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for performing right now surgeries. I want to say this, that God is canceling a bunch of surgeries right now. People that are scheduled for a surgical procedure, you're going to be so healed, you don't need it. God's helping you right now. There are people with serious back injuries that are going to stand up and feel all the pain, God, from your neck to your back. People that have been diagnosed with incurable diseases, like I was, are being healed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
And you know, it's just a tiny little thing with all the major things Michael just prayed for. But someone with a little finger has pain when you bend it. It's healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Call now and get Dr. Michael Maiden's powerful brand new book, What is Heaven Saying? And his anointed two-part audio CD teaching, Angels and the Prophetic, plus his powerful bonus audio CD teaching, A Guide to Prophetic Healing, an exclusive package for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $29. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9695. Dr. Michael Maiden's powerful brand new book will be your handbook on how to operate in the gift of prophecy. Be empowered to clearly hear the voice of God. Boldly pursue greater prophetic activation. Deliver God's letters of love to a hurting world. Begin to release life and hope into the confusion and darkness and bring God's order and light. Use the gift of prophecy to bring physical healing. Overcome Jezebel warfare aimed at the prophetic ministry. You will also receive Michael Maiden's anointed two-part audio CD teaching, Angels and the Prophetic. In this unique two-part audio CD teaching, you're going to learn how the prophetic and angelic activity can work together to help you fulfill God's calling and destiny for your life. Understand about the many kinds of angels and their one primary responsibility. Find out how to gain angelic assistance to help you fulfill God's plans for your life. Understand how to activate God's angelic armies in your times of greatest need. Plus, you will receive Dr. Michael Maiden's powerful bonus audio CD teaching, A Guide to Prophetic Healing. Through this powerful teaching, you will understand how to combine prophecy with healing to create a supernatural 1-2 punch that can stop any disease, infirmity, or even emotional trauma. Begin to see amazing miracle breakthroughs, including cancer healed, curses broken, and diseases wiped out. Learn how God wants to use you to partner with Him to release His divine purpose into people's lives. Don't miss out on getting Dr. Michael Maiden's powerful brand new book, What is Heaven Saying? And his anointed two-part audio CD teaching, Angels and the Prophetic, plus his powerful bonus audio CD teaching, A Guide to Prophetic Healing, an exclusive package for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $29. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9695. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9695 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.